Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia, an Odyssey station. Live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presents our 6th annual Radiothon to benefit the Travis Manion Foundation, helping their mission of empowering veterans and families of the fallen nationwide by training them to become mentors to youth, find healing, and unite communities through service. Donate now and help make a difference. Call the Dude at Dental Group phone bank at 833-876-1210 or text to donate. Text TMF to 36413. Now, the Talk Radio 1210 WPHT Radiothon.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano with you, 833-876-1210. We've heard from one Manion today in studio with us, Ryan Manion. Ryan, thanks, and thanks for coming out today. I know that you're all over the place. This is international now. We talk with your dad. What's the newest thing, would you say, over the last year with Travis Manion?
I mean, I think for us, it's just about deepening our programs, our already existing programs. I think really the one thing that has come out of the last couple of years is our Spartan Leadership Program. So we have cohorts of veterans that are going through 7-month experiential learning program to develop their leadership skills, both personally and professionally, and then go back and be amazing volunteer leaders in their communities. And we've seen tremendous results with that program.
Now, I know we were offering, too, I don't have the sheet here, but I think we're offering that you will teach a character education class. So do you actually do some of this?
So I do. I give a brief at the Naval Academy twice a year. I do their summer seminar for all of their high school students that come in. I give a character does matter brief. I also speak to the second class, the junior class at the Naval Academy each year.
And is that then, like a Harrison Ford thing? I'm picturing that in Patriot games.
I mean, yeah. It's actually, it is incredible in Alumni Hall. I get to stand up in Alumni Hall in front of the midshipmen and share my brother's story of leadership and service. And it's an honor to be able to do that. And then I go back to LaSalle High School every year and speak to Travis's high school as well.
I didn't know that was his high school because you guys seem fairly far away from that, right? Doylestown and all. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I wanted to ask you, too, aside from just the foundation, I found it to be remarkable because I know how much it costs to get a parcel of land like that. And I actually found it, even though I don't navigate Doylestown so well, as you know, that the place that you have in downtown Doylestown honoring veterans from the area in this war on terror that we still continue to talk about that. How's that going?
Well, Dom, you played a tremendous role in that. That's Freedom Square.
Yes.
And that was donated to us by Lynn and Bill Goldman, a wonderful family in Doylestown. And so it is a community park that we set up. And we have the banners of every service member that have given their lives in Bucks County post 9/11. Mm-hmm. And it's a place of reflection. And we wanted to make sure those banners, as you know, hung somewhere else. And
yes.
And they were going to be removed. And I was steadfast that they were going to hang somewhere.
Well, yes. You're steadfast like Eisenhower with the invasion of Normandy. I knew that would happen because I was outraged and ready to go over and put them up there, too. It was shocking. And it's such a beautiful little space. It's hard to believe you're in a town with all that going on around it. And for the initial, I think, the bipartisan nature. You had Congressman Murphy and Fitzpatrick there
together
for the DF. Perfectly put.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I think it's important. That's maintained by volunteers. So, you know, I go there. There's always planters. It's always clean. And it's a great place. There's kids that walk through Doylestown each and every day. And they're walking through that park. And we've put kindness rocks there so they can be reflective. But you walk by and you see 30-plus pictures. And you see their names. You see
when, and they're from here. They're not from far away.
Right. And so for our next generation to be able to see, like, wow, these are young men and women from our towns, right, where we grew up, that joined military service and sacrificed their lives for us. It's important. It's important not just as much to reflect on those individuals, but it's important for our next generation to understand those sacrifices as well.
How many schools are you in, and do all schools, are they okay with this? Is there any objection, the vetting you have to go through? Because there's always some outliers that are kind of weird about just about anything associated with schools.
Yeah, you know, I will tell you, when we started our Character Does Matter program, one of my biggest concerns is that schools were going to think we were indoctrinating, you know, their students to join the military, right? We want to bring veterans into your schools. That could not be further from the case. I would say that the biggest challenge we have right now is we can't keep up with the demand from the schools. And
you know what? That's the takeaway of the day. I'm so glad you said that, because it's so rare. And some of these principals I feel for, because they want to do the right thing, but the slightest crank call they get, then we're off to the races.
Sure.
And you said it best. These kids can take it or leave it with this. No one is forcing them into this. But I think kids that would take it originally have a sense of they want a piece of this. They want something more.
Yeah, and you know, it's not about joining the military. It's about taking this group of individuals, men and women who have put on our nation's uniform and have all of these qualities, character, leadership, service, integrity. They can pass it down to the next generation, not to put on a military uniform, but to be servant leaders in their own backyard. And isn't, at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for, right? A country filled with servant leaders, people that are willing to serve and give back and work with one another.
Yes, and I'm in the camp. It helps the kids tremendously, but I do think it's the person, the veterans, that this helps. And we were talking to your dad. I saw a new factoid in here that actual testing indicates 20% increase in mental health and all the things associated with for people working veterans in the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Sure. Well, you imagine, you know, for us, what we do with the organization is we give community, right? Mm-hmm. So we're bringing together veterans from all across the country to be part of this community at Travis Mannion Foundation. That just by nature is going to have a positive increase in your mental health, right? You're now a part of a group. You feel a sense of purpose. You feel a part of something bigger than yourself, like you did when you were serving in the military. You're connected again. And these are important factors that play a big role in mental health.
Do you have any sense of what is it that's driving this? So the number of veterans having problems, I know it's any number of factors, and this is something that we know works for them. And what are the things is Travis Mannion Foundation doing, would you say, is a better way of asking it, to meet that need of veterans coming back?
I mean, for us, we look for that preventative approach, right?
Right.
We look for that kind of holistic approach where we're meeting the veterans before they're facing and dealing with acute issues. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, when you look at this community approach that we take in lined up with all of the clinical care that's provided to our nation's veterans. And we do, you know, we work with Wounded Warrior Project is one of our premier partners. We have a referral-based system where veterans can call in and get help if they are in that, you know, dire need. But I think, again, it's kind of this holistic approach that we take that is really important. And frankly, it was something that wasn't really paid attention to, I would say, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
The community aspect of it.
Right. Yeah. And now even the VA has come to understand that we need these type of services. These are just as important as the clinical care that's being provided.
And I would think, too, each war is different. Each war, there's a different aspect to it. If they're among people in a community-based that experience relatively the same things, that's got to be helpful.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if you look at, for service members in particular, the single greatest driver of suicide is a lack of connectedness.
Right.
I mean, think about that. Like, if it, a lack of connectedness is what is driving people to want to take their lives. Well, what is Travis Manion Foundation doing? We're bringing connectedness, right? We are connecting veterans with one another. We're connecting veterans with their broader community. I mean, that's that at the end of the day, that's important.
How many runs is the Travis Manion Foundation involved in internationally? See, that's the thing that brings it together. But your father is so competitive. You are, too. And that first run, the first time I ever talked with you guys, I think he talked about that.
Yeah.
Coming off. That was the very early days. And your mother, my God, I only talked to her once, but that's competitive.
Yeah.
That is another shared community stuff. I've seen wonderful stuff come out of that year after year after year, the same people showing up in that bond.
Sure. So, you know, we take physical health very important, right, very seriously at the Travis Manion mm-hmm. Foundation, too, because your physical health is just an important component to your mental health. So our 9/11 Heroes Run 5K race series, we have over 90 races across the world, right? In-person races,
Saudi Arabia,
races. Yeah. Yeah, everywhere, right? And so we're bringing out 60,000 participants to do a couple things. Number one, take an important look at your physical health, right? Get out there and be active. Number two, come together with your community, right? Thank those who have given their lives in service. Thank those service members who are out there running next to you. And remember what 9/11 meant and the way it shaped our country going forward over the last 22 years.
Absolutely. Well, it's always an honor. And again, the best way to honor all this is 833-876-1210 to make your donation now. And Ryan, people can bid too on having you come and teach a character education. I'm not sure who will be the winner with that, but thank you. And it's such a I just remember from the early days to now, it's obvious that people are bonding through this. Is there some initiative coming up in the future? The Spartan Challenge I didn't ask you about. I'm always interested in some physical demand, something you have to do.
Yeah.
What do these people go through?
So we have coming up actually at the end of April, the Manion WOD. So WOD means workout of the day. And that is a pretty grueling physical challenge that it involves squats and running. It takes place on and around April 29th, which is the date my brother gave his life. Gyms will be participating across the country. You can also participate as an individual. Head over to TravisManion.com, and you can learn how you can register and be a part of that.
All right, coming up, we have Vince Papale. I can't think of anything better after Ryan Manion and Vince Papale coming up. Again, 833-876-1210. Give that website, Ryan, one more time, please.
TravisManion.org.
Thank you, Ryan, as always. Thanks for joining us. All right, Vince Papale, Mr. Inspiration himself, is in the On Deck Circle. He'll be next here on Talk Radio 1210. Remember, we want to make those phones ring, or you can text TMF to 36413.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I haven't spoken with Vince Papale since Seven Fishes moons ago. Let's go to Vince on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Vince, thanks for joining us today. It's Inspiration Day, and you are Mr. Inspiration. Yes.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's great to be here and be talking to you, Dom. And I'm in Philly right now as we speak. I'm in Queen Village. I have a house in Queen Village that I bounce around to every once in a while. And having a good. That was a great interview, by the way, with Ryan. Oh, my God. I mean, talk about somebody with passion and just, you know, what a director of the program for the foundation. My gosh.
Absolutely. So, Vince, people know of you, your storied career with the Eagles, the film, the inspirational work, the work on cancer, the story of your wife pushing you on that. I remember talking with you about that. yeah. That just led to another door for you to be open and inspire people. So what are you talking about specifically today on all these corporate and other events that you do?
Well, right now I'm talking about hope. You know, it seems like there's a feeling or a sense of hopelessness out there that, hey, listen, that dream that you had might be turning into a nightmare. So I put a positive spin to pretty much everything I do in life, Dom, as you know, and especially with what's going on in Philadelphia. And let's go. Come on. Well, you know, if you surround yourself with a good team, a positive team, invincible team, you can achieve a lot of great things. And basically, that's what it's about, you know, a little leadership. And, of course, everybody wants to know about Mark Wahlberg and the movie Invincible and how it got started. And is, you know, is my wife still a Giants fan? I mean, Janet is not a Giants fan. And you know,
well, wait a minute. I have impeccable sources. I hear that rumor might be true, Vince. So you're going to have to go a little bit further. You're going to have to run the 40 and 4-3 here to make us not believe that.
Well, I just run a 40. I'll run a 40-foot dash in 4-3.
Well, wait a minute, Vince. When you made the Eagles, what were you running the 40 in? Did they even do 40-yard times then?
Yeah, they did. They ran it in grass, and I popped a legit 4-5. So you put it on turf right now. I don't know. It's around 4-3-5, something like that. But hey,
wow,
you know,
Vince. Wait a minute. I never knew that. I thought it was more. You were pretty fast, and you could catch the ball. But that you were fearless, I didn't know you ran that fast. Even today, that's pretty good.
I guess so. You know, I asked Coach Ramil a few years ago, what was it that captured your imagination, your attention to me? And he says, your speed. And he said, if you could catch the ball, you know. But he was looking for that wide receiver who's going to go downfield and blow somebody up. And,
yeah.
You know, I happened to be the guy, and it turned out great. So it's all good.
Well, are you okay with that now? I mean, that was one of the most exciting plays in the NFL. The kickoff is basically gone. But I guess given the speed and size of guys today and what we know about football injuries, you know, it's something we had to give up.
Well, you know, and also the prices and the salaries that these guys are getting is really a tremendous investment. And I guess if you did a per capita kind of an analysis and you'd see people that were covering kicks or – you know, they got rid of the wedge to begin with, and that's, you know, with Denny Franks, my partner, he would slam into the wedge, and I'd come in behind it and clean up, you know, and you don't have that anymore. And it was, to me, one of the most exciting things in football, and, you know, it's been taken away, and it is what it is, you know, and you've got to adapt to change, and life's inaudible, and so here we go, you know, but I'd like to see it come back. But they still have the punt coverage. And, you know, every once in a while, a guy's going to slip through there and knock somebody pretty good.
Have you spoken to big league sports teams, your story? And to those guys, if you have, is it hard to break through with them? You know, is it more about money now? Can you? I mean, I think someone like you, Brian Dawkins here locally, I would run through a wall. I hear guys like you, but I might be a little bit different than the pro football players.
No, I haven't spoken to any pro teams, believe it or not. A few years ago, I spoke to the New York Islanders. They had it in. I'm always available to come in for the Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, Phillies, whatever. But I had a great experience last night. I was one of some great Italian food up here in Queen Village. Went to Monona, and I ran into the lacrosse team from University of Pennsylvania. And here I was doing an impromptu, let's go, guys, beat Cornell. They've got a big game against the Cornell Red tomorrow, and they're traveling. So, you know, I've spoken to many colleges, high schools, and those kinds of things. And, hey, if I got that opportunity, I'd love to do it. I think the story itself, I think it transcends the salary. You know, it's all about what it takes to get to that next level. Everybody has great potential, but, you know, Coach Ramil said it's the greatest waste out there. So what are you going to do to get that greatness within you to come out? It's that potential that's in you, and that's one of the things I talk about.
Absolutely. My producer, Dan, tells me your son played in the USFL, Vince Papale. Do you think they have pretty tough to crack the NFL? I mean, it seems like we can tell the difference as football fans between the NFL level and the USFL level.
Well, Vinny right now is in Memphis, actually. He's with the Memphis Showboats, and he played last year for Tampa Bay, and they got bought out by Memphis. He's there. And he's training with a lot of NFL guys in the off season. We live now in Jupiter, Florida, and he goes to Boca, Fort Lauderdale every day. And he's been throwing with Mitch Trubisky and a few other guys from the NFL. And they think
he's a quarterback.
So, yeah. Well, Vinny's a wide receiver, but he's been throwing. He's been catching for these guys.
He's got a
coach there, you know, and Todd Haley and Frank Gans Jr., the special teams coach. I really believe he's got a shot. You know, 60 guys from the USFL last year got into the NFL.
Ah,
so that's
okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, they're looking. The scouts are looking. And you know, Vinny's dream goal is to be like his old man. You know, he wants to get into the NFL.
Well, if he can run 4.35, yeah.
I got a question for Vince. When he was coming up, I mean, they didn't have something like the USFL for you to show your chops in, right? You had to go to the
No, wait a minute. He went to Delaware County, Interboro, rough touch. You play those guys, you can play
true.
In the NFL,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I played for the Aston Knights at Sun Valley High School. What the movie didn't portray, they didn't show that I played for the World Football League, the Philadelphia Bell.
Okay.
So there was that little lull that year, that one
okay.
year, three, four, four, four game season. And when that league folded, I was ready to go back to Interboro and teach the next year. And I'm part-time bartending and the substitute teaching. And Coach Ramil came in and gave me the opportunity of a lifetime. But my son Vinny is running a 4.4, a legit 4.4.
Wow.
So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
He'll get after it. And I know that there's a few teams looking at him, so we'll see.
Good to hear. We need another Papale. What's your website, Vince Papale? Where do people find you?
VincePapale.com, www.vincepapale.com. And, you know, how to get in touch with Vince, and it's easy to do that. I'm amazed at the fan mail that I'm still getting. It's pretty crazy, and it's really cool, you know, to get some of these letters, especially from the kids. And that was really cool last night. Here I am talking to a bunch of seniors in college, and those guys, I think, were listening to what I had to say. And that's the greatest part of this whole thing. I had goose pimples talking to these kids. I think this is the greatest thing of Invincible is making a difference. You know, it's what the Mannion Foundation's doing for those that are coming out, you know, and for the children, the character matters and all those things. It's, you know, make a difference today with tomorrow in mind, and that's what it's all about.
Vince, thank you so much. It's always, and I learned today that speed. I didn't know that, so we'll catch up. We love talking to Vince Papale. Thank you, Vince, very much.
You're welcome very much, Tom. Keep up doing everything you do. You are invisible. Love listening to you. See you, buddy.
Oh, Dan, promo. Jim, pull that
there
back
is.
There. Got that promo.
It's a bump back.
Yes. And put Vince Papale, Jim, feel free to say he said I probably did the 40 in about 4 or 5. I think he said that off air. We want to make sure we have it out there.
Did he say you could throw a football 40 yards, though?
I'm working on that. I didn't
okay.
want to get
it's the
man crazy today. But 4.35? Wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't know he was that fast.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, and he certainly, there's an inspiration story. He talked about Travis Mannion Foundation, that same kind of inspiration, 833-876-1210 or text TMF to 36413. We'd love to have you do that. Make a contribution. Get that Krasnerland shirt that we mentioned. Also, don't forget, we have 12 copies of Ryan Mannion's book, The Knock at the Door book, written and signed by Ryan Mannion, 3 Gold Star women. I interviewed them right out here where we are today, all who lost someone, supreme sacrifice, and just incredible stories. One phone line, 833-876-1210. Coming up, our buddy in studio, Clarice Schillinger. What is she up to? I know she's a big supporter of the Travis Mannion Foundation out in Bucks County. She's next here on our Radiothon at 833-876-1210.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everything you do, you are invisible. Love listening to you. See you, buddy.
Welcome in, everyone. 833-876-1210. We get you on board. Joining us in studio between flights is Clarice Schillinger, who, of course, came to our attention with this huge grassroots movement, similar to what the Travis Manion Foundation did. You tapped into a need that was apparent at that point. But it's got to be, Clarice, 2 or 3 years ago at least. It was blurred together. And now it's morphed into such a big deal that we saw a pitched battle in the last couple of days in the House of Representatives over parental rights when you were doing that here in Monco and Bucks County.
Yeah, it's crazy how much it's transformed. Can you hear me, Dom?
I'm having a little, I think we're, Dan, are we okay here?
Yeah, we can hear you on air.
Okay. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
No, it's crazy how it's transformed really into this national movement. When it started at my kitchen table and now just so national, I told you, I'm in between flights as we speak because so many parents just want a seat at that decision-making table. But I always find this radiothon so important because I'm an advocate for the trades and for the military. Not everyone has to go to college right out of high school. And I think that we've really gotten off base just pushing kids into college and saying, well, this is the only way that you're successful is if you go straight into college.
Right.
But national movement for sure. I've also teamed up with James O'Keefe and Paul Martino's heavily involved. And yesterday, the Philadelphia Inquirer is banging on our doors saying, how much money are you going to put in these school board races this year to make sure parent rights are represented? And my response to them, Dom, was, we're going to put in exactly how much the teachers union puts in.
Well, I'd rather you say double the teachers union. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't care if Paul Martino gets $1 trillion and we get the right people in there, we're fine with it. I hear your response. It's much more casual. But it's a similar thing, and you know the Travis Manion Foundation. Ryan Manion was just here and mentioned things like the character education courses. Thank God that schools have not rejected this, because these are not indoctrination just because the military is involved, and there shouldn't be any skepticism around these. The hotbed for us now is the Central Bucks School District, where I think there's an all-out assault. If they can take them down because they're well-heeled, affluent, smart, educated, then they're going to take down all these others. And you're going to be running, right? Or you are running.
I am running.
You are running for the Hatboro Horsham School District,
yes.
Your home base. But Bucks County, Manion Foundation, their headquarters, it's the seat of the action. Something's in the water out there when it comes to activism of all sorts.
One of the largest suburban school districts, public school districts in the nation is Central Bucks. And being a blue ribbon school district, at that school and that race, we may put in double or triple. Arthi Martino, which is Paul Martino's wife, is running
I know
for
that.
School
I
board.
Saw her with a martini the other day at his new gambling
yes,
thing.
Yes. So, and she has just really embraced it, embodied it, and done such a fantastic job so far in her race. But obviously, I will be behind her every step of the way. But, you know, for me, you know, Arthi is an Indian national woman. And I think it's very important to not just say diversity, equity, and inclusion, but also act on it. And she is one of the first employees of Google, super brilliant, still works there. and just wants her children to have the education that makes them successful individuals in life, not having transgender bathrooms, single stall bathrooms, where it's even more of a possibility for sexual assaults to happen,
right,
for drugs to be used. When we have these single stalls and teenagers, we need to really think this through. So we will be behind her and the slate there running 100%. And it's going to get ugly. And it already has. I mean, the reporters have just been banging down Paul and I's door. But our response always is, we are leveling the playing field. We are leveling the playing field of what the teachers union has done for decades long.
Right.
And conservative, moderate people have not. We've not done that.
Right, and we're back to, again, people not understanding. We figured it out. You were one of the first. It doesn't matter. It does matter who president is. We know that. But still, Trump was president during that period of time, and at these local school boards, it doesn't matter if you control the Senate, the House. They don't care. They're going to do whatever the agenda is, usually coming from the teachers' union, which is all-powerful, and the other activists that get on this. And people look up and think, well, wait a minute, we control all these vast entities. Why are our kids being indoctrinated with this? You agree at this point, right? Last year it was critical race theory. That may have gone underground or not. It's the transgender issue now that is the battleground in most of these school districts.
Well, it really is. You know, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I frankly want her to have the ability to play girl sports,
right,
women's sports,
mm-hmm,
and having that ability to excel and colleges or military look at her to come join their teams, right? And just biologically, genetically, trust the science, we know that men and women are different. I'm not saying anything that's not facts or the science.
Right.
So it is that. I think what it always comes down to, though, opening the schools to critical race theory, to all the things. Be transparent with the taxpayers who employ you.
Right.
And allow the parents to be your partner. Don't just say it. Acts are, you know, act is bigger than words. And they just still don't get it. They're still trying to implement and box out parents. And it's very concerning. Even with Republicans, I was just with Betsy DeVos. And presented all the things that we've done nationwide, flipped over 500 seats,
mm-hmm,
now. And she says, well, that's great, but we need school choice. And I said, Betsy, it starts at the local level. In Pennsylvania, for instance, these school board directors who elected, they have 1,026 pages of power in the PA school code, a lot of power. They dictate whether a charter school comes to their area or not. They dictate,
right,
their taxes, right? School choice, if we want this as conservatives and want to have competition and make education better, mm-hmm, it starts at the local level. It doesn't start at the president. It doesn't start at Congress. It starts at the local level to start putting charter schools and private schools into
the charter schools are the thing where people see how effective they are.
Yep.
Then you can move to the next level. So, all right, we are here at the Travis Manion Foundation Radiothon. Clarice has been a big, big supporter last year, this year, all the way out of here from the airport, off to the airport, 833-876-1210. That's how you contribute. Make those phones ring or text TMF to 36413. Clarice, where do we find you, the organization now, or are you on your own?
Oh, it's Back to School USA always.
Okay.
I have joined with James O'Keefe and his new venture,
okay,
O'Keefe Media Group, where we expose these things, and then my PAC acts on it to make the change.
So question for you, are you planning on doing similar things to what he used to do with the investigative reporting and putting out videos similar to what he's been doing in the past?
We're doing all that. We're launching a very big story on Monday. There was a story launched even today that we sent out $60,000.
Wait a minute. The Tom Giordano Show not informed of that? Dan, unless she should inform you. You can whisper it to Dan on the way out.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I informed him.
Throw me under the bus over here.
Oh, so that'll be on Monday.
We can.
You want to do it?
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
do
it.
All right.
Do you want to put some production right
but
now?
I do, I do, since we're here for the foundation, I want to contribute 500. And hey. I ask everyone to also match me, right?
All right.
That's
yes.
what we're here for.
Thank you, Clarice. Thank you. You've been very generous the last 2 years in doing that. And 833-876-1210. Where's Paul Martino? He can more than match you.
Oh, wait. Let's call him.
Yes, call
All
him.
All right. Paul, if you're listening.
He can back that truck right over here. Now, he's got that new operation, too. I'm going to have to go over and take a look at right around the corner at the former Boyd
Paul,
theater.
If you're listening, call into the Dudat Dental Group phone bank. That's
833-876-1210. Yes, Paul. Come on now, Paul.
10, please.
Clarice, put 500 bucks down. That's a tip for you. Clarice, thank you so much, and we'll check in Monday and see what the next big story is with you and James O'Keefe. Glad to hear that. 833-876-1210. Contribute right now.
Together we can do this.
All right, welcome in, everyone. 833-876-1210. Annually, we get to talk with Josh Jabin. Josh is the chief operating officer, the day-to-day for the Travis Mannion Foundation. Leading staff, developing strategy, and managing Travis Mannion Foundation's financial performance. And Josh, you have you're graduated from the Naval Academy. In addition to that, you were a teammate of Travis at the Naval Academy. Is that how ultimately, after 12 years in the Marine Corps, you got into this?
Yes, sir. So I met Travis at the Naval Academy. We were teammates on the wrestling team. We served together in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
You know, when we lost Travis back in 2007, I immediately got involved while I was still on active duty, initially with the 9/11 Heroes mm-hmm. Runs as a way to bring it to our community, to help honor all of our fallen heroes, Travis and all those who served and sacrificed for us. You know, we know about the impact that it has on families of the fallen, you know, Ryan Mannion and Colonel Mannion, but for us that serve side by side with men and women like Travis, you know, it impacts us just as much. You know.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody remarkable who, you know, survived two tours and went off on the third tour. And the circumstance, for listeners who don't remember that, it was in Fallujah?
Correct.
The details on what he did that...
On Travis's final day,
yes,
his team was pinned down. And so Travis did what Marines do. He without regard to his own safety, he drew fire away from his teammates by exposing himself to enemy fire, and he was shot and killed by a sniper. But the rest of his team made it out safely.
Yeah, it's too often we see where it is today, but that was the genesis. And then, of course, his friend, buried alongside of him. That story, I remember, I was like three different radio stations again. It's been that long, different locales that drove this. Now we are today, though, that this has to be a pretty detailed, big job, given the success, how widespread Travis Mannion Foundation is.
Well, this is something that veterans want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the honor of my lifetime to serve 20 years in the Marine Corps total, 12 on active duty, then the past eight. I just retired last year after I hit my 20 years. But once I left active duty, once it wasn't my full-time job serving my country during a time of war, I went through the same struggles that most veterans go through.
What was it specifically for you?
It's what is that next mission?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started in May 2001. I was at the basic school on September 11th when our country was attacked. It changed the trajectory of my career, the trajectory mm-hmm. of so many of the Marines and all veterans that served at that time. But you woke up every day knowing that you were serving your country during a time of war. I spent a year in Iraq. That year, you become as close with other human beings as you can possibly get. It's hard to replicate that outside of mm-hmm. the military. You know, name another profession where you live with the people that you work with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's no weekends in Iraq, right? There's no.
You know what? That's a great branding slogan. That's exactly right.
You work. You talk about 7 days a week. Every
right.
single day. I mean, you stop and sleep at night, but even then you're sleeping with one eye open. You're waiting
right.
for the next, you know, indirect fire to hit. And
well, the word mission, we bring this up all the time. And how many times do you use that in every day? Travis Mannion Foundation does, but in civilian life, you ordinarily don't hear that word.
And you need it. Everybody
right.
needs it, you know, but especially veterans. So, you know, you serve on active duty, and you sort of take it for granted, that's that sense of purpose, waking up every day knowing that you're serving your country, the camaraderie that's built into the Marine Corps. And then all of a sudden, you get out, and it's just taken away from you.
Give listeners who've heard all that I can say, probably, and some of the guests we've had, but you're actually doing it day to day and actually have that kind of background, where this money goes. Give them an idea. Since you're the CFO and everyday daily operations, give us a sense of what it does specifically.
Everything that we do falls into one of two buckets. It's either us investing in those veterans and families of the fallen, investing, training them, investing in their leadership and how they transition it to the next stage, or giving them opportunities to go out and to lead and to serve within the community. You know, in that first bucket, we learn a lot about leadership. We learn a lot about character while we're serving in the military. But it's not always obvious how to transition that. You know, if you're a grunt kicking indoors and shooting at bad guys, how do you take those skills, those leadership skills, and transition them into the next chapter? I'll tell you, they're very applicable, but it's not always obvious. So we help people make that transition. We help the veterans make
that transition. That's one of the best observations I've heard about specifically doing this. And that sounds exactly right to me. It's there. It's just giving some polish, some different viewpoint of transferring this to civilian life. You're not going to be kicking in doors in the morning necessarily, right?
No, but you learn how to serve. You learn the character that you learn during your time of service, the leadership. And so you can bring that to your workplace. You can bring that to your family life. You can bring that to your community. And that's what we're doing. We're helping veterans make that transition to use what they've learned in that next stage of life.
Well, every year I learn something new about Travis Manion Foundation. Parting question for you, too. I asked the colonel about it. We brought it up. But I'd ask you, Josh, too. You're closer to it day-to-day with this organization. Actually, you guys are testing, or there's some information I have here, mental health and how this score is 20 points higher than maybe when people got into this. It makes sense because of that community point of this, of people still sharing the bond they have that's unbreakable.
Yeah, so I was part of what was called the Prevents Task Force. It was started a few years ago. It was a collaboration between the White House and the VA, trying to change the way that we view mental health. Mental health has always been very reactive. You wait for somebody to have a problem. You wait for them to be in crisis. Right. And then you provide them a helpline or clinical support. And this Prevents Task Force, which I was proud to be a part of, said, how do we get to the right of that? How do we get in front of that problem? And it's organizations like Travis Manion Foundation that are giving veterans that sense of community before they have a problem, giving them that sense of purpose. If you look at the top reasons why somebody would take their life, it's because they don't feel like they have that support network. They don't feel like they have
connected.
People that care. Not feeling connected. It's because they don't feel like they have that next mission. You know, if you woke up every day of your life with that mission, with that sense of purpose, with that camaraderie, and all of a sudden it's gone, it's like weaning yourself off a drug. It's like you come off that high, and you need to have that. And if you do have that, then you are much less likely to take your own life.
Absolutely. Josh, give the website, et cetera, where people can go and find everything that they can do to volunteer, participate with this.
TravisManion.org. You know, we are a community led by veterans and families of the fallen, but we are open to all. It's going to take all of us to help the veterans and the families of the fallen and to transition what they learned to the next generation.
Josh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks
good to
so
see
much,
you
Don.
Again. Appreciate all right, it's 833-876-1210. You'll get on board. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks so much.
Coming up, big 2 o'clock hour here.
Some big news for you, Dom. Arthie Martino just committed $500 to the Travis Manion Foundation.
Paul Martino.
Arthie, no, the wife.
Wait a minute here. All right, we got something
going
on.
Well, Paul and Arthie, but yeah.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Stop the presses. So if she contributed $500, maybe he'll do $1,000. Or is this a group? See how
I
might think.
I think it's already kind of.
See what Clarice Schillinger does?
She drops off. Made a call, and minutes later, she texts me.
$500, Paul Martino, thank you.
And
Paul Martino's got a great enterprise coming up, Dan. You are more of an aficionado of football gambling. I think at the place he's opening up, at the Boyd, I read about the other day, you can have $1 billion. Leg bet if you want.
Wow.
There you go. Over there and get up. I don't know that that's exactly true. But. All right. Thank you, Paul Martino.
And again, Arthie Martino's running over there for school board.
In Central Bucks.
Yeah.
Thanks to Clarice Schillinger, She drops off money wherever she goes here, whenever she
If you
want to
donate,
us.
Call that dude at Dental Group Phone Bank. It's 833-876-1210 and join the ranks.
All right. Thank you very much. And coming up, the next hour brought to you by our buddies at National Appliance Warehouse Honor Hour. The number is still the same, though, 833-876-1210. Jump on board right now. Thanks to the Martinos, and thank you to Clarice Schillinger. You can jump on board, though, right now and contribute at 833-876-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.